Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's episode, we will discuss the economic impact that immigration had on Scotland. Immigrants came from a range of groups during the 1800s and 1900s, but we are largely focusing on Irish, Italian, Lithuanian, and Jewish. Immigration's economic impact can be summarised into four areas: the impact on jobs, wages, new businesses, and also workplace rights. One of the main reasons that immigrants came to Scotland, particularly Irish immigrants, was to find work. Irish immigrants worked in a range of jobs across the country, including mining in Lanarkshire or millwork in Dundee. Other economic immigrants did the same. Lithuanian immigrants, for example, worked in the mines in Ayrshire and Lanarkshire. Some people had very mixed views about Irish immigration and indeed immigrants generally. Lots of Scots were angry, believing that the Irish were taking jobs that should have gone to Scots. However, many Scottish employers were often glad of the chance to have a bigger workforce. Another impact of immigration was on the issue of wages. Immigrants were often attracted to Scotland because of the higher wages that they could get to do the same jobs as they would do in their own countries. For instance, there were parts of Ireland where joiners in coming to Scotland could get 9 times what they had earned back in Ireland. However, poorer Scots were very angry at this. They believed that different immigrants lowered wages. This was because employers could simply offer a lower rate, knowing that someone would be prepared to do the job. This led to a lot of resentment between ordinary Scots and the immigrants. Another impact of immigration on Scotland's economy was in terms of new businesses. Many of the immigrants would set up their own companies, which not only made money, but eventually created jobs either for other immigrants or for Scots. For instance, Italian immigrants set up businesses such as cafes, fish and chip shops, and the Irish also set up their own business. A good example was Thomas Lipton in Glasgow, who became a millionaire through his grocery shops. Workplace rights were also improved thanks to the impact of immigration. Irish immigrants in particular became involved in workplace campaigns to get better rights, leading to the rise of trade unions. The Irishmen set up the Glasgow Cotton Spinners Association with the aim of improving working conditions in cotton mills across the city. This, though, had a positive impact on improving working conditions for all workers, regardless of background.